You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You're used to going out to dinner with some friends, maybe grab one or two of your buddies, go out, maybe grab a beer or something like that, some apps or something like that. We're all used to it. It's like happy hour type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you'll get a group of people together, and then the check arrives. And I have always been in the camp of just split it evenly. Who cares?
Yeah, there's three of us. Split it. Let's get out of here.
Even if my entree costs $14 and yours costs $18, so what?
I'll chip in a little extra just to get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Yep. Let's move on.
Well, somebody did a survey about this, and they found that fully a third of people hate when we all do that.
Yeah.
And I have been in a group of people before where somebody bitched about the splitting it. And they were pointing out about how this person had $1.75 more worth of stuff.
Yes.
And this person had one extra drink. And this, I was like, absolutely, you've got to be kidding me.
We have one buddy that we actually just don't go out with anymore because he is crazy cheap. And when the bill comes and, you know, four out of the five of us are like, split it up, he's like, well, I just want to let you know that I only had a Sprite and I didn't have any beers, so I don't want to pay for everybody's beers. And so we just finally just stopped inviting him because it's like, you're making this difficult, because then you got to call the wait staff over and be like, can you just take his stuff off the bill and then we'll split the rest of it? And those people just make things difficult.
Yeah, it's like,
so they get weeded pretty damn quick.
If it ends up costing you an extra $5 that you normally would not have spent.
Yeah.
You know, just figure that as
That's the good time.
You're paying for the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
But it also, they may not be having a good time because in their mind, the whole time they're sitting there, they're thinking about what's going to happen when the check arrives. They're like, I'm just having a Sprite. Jeremy's had two beers. That's not right. Mm-hmm. I'm only, you know, my
drink's only $2. So ordered an app. I'm not paying for that app. I didn't even have one chicken wing on that app, you know?
Yeah. It's now, like, the classic story, I think I've told this before, but I have to tell it again because we're now working with this guy again. We used to have a general manager at the radio station who invited a bunch of us out for dinner. He was the general manager. He was the boss. And we went out, and he's ordering expensive wine, and he's ordering apps and all that other stuff. We're like, oh, this is great, man. The boss is treating us to a big dinner. And when the check arrived, he had the server split it. You know, there were like, I think, four of us couples out. And so he had them split. And we're like, we weren't ordering these
$140
bottles of wine. And
yeah, that's a jerk move, man.
That's a jerk move. But just in general, to know that, you know, and so think about it. You and I are saying these words. A third of our listeners disagree with us and think we're the jerks for making them
fork out
more.
The extra $10 when they don't have to. Yeah, I
guess. Yeah, because it's a third of people. That's a significant number.
Yeah, because not all, they're chipping in additional tip and stuff too. Like the guy that, you know, we go out with, he'll get his own bill just so it is, you know, an $8 bill, and so he doesn't have to tip as much either because it's just on his portion. I'm telling you, like, the cheapest guy I've ever met. But, you know, again, we stopped inviting him.
Yeah,
I think one of the greatest things that's ever happened, you know, I do go to a lot of breweries and stuff, and now they've just got the handheld little tablet, and that has been the greatest thing to happen to restaurants and breweries, where they just put in your name, and you put in your order, and that's it. If you got a group of 15 people at the table, you're the only one that's, you know, that's on your order on the tablet.
It's splitting it out for you.
For me.
Individually.
Yes. So they'll just come up and say, what are you under? And you just say, I'm under Jeremy. And then boop, boop, they add two more. And then when your night is done, they bring you the tablet. They swipe your card right there. You put in the tip and you go on with your night. There's no bickering, no fighting.
But it seems like they're having to get cards from like a bunch of different people.
It's super simple. As they're standing there, they swipe, you know, they just say,
okay.
You hand them your card, they swipe, it's saved in the thing, and you go on with your night. That's been the best thing that's happened to the alcohol industry and the restaurant industry.
You could start re-inviting that friend now.
Well, we probably still won't, because he's kind of a fuddy-duddy anyway.
That is kind of indicative of more of a personality issue.
It totally is. We've known it for a long time, yeah.
In the rest of this survey, by the way, going out with friends, they also found that a third of people? No, two-thirds of people are upset if someone at the table asks to try like your food. Oh, that looks really good. Can I have a bite of that?
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
I am with a date or, you know, somebody I'm in a relationship
with.
Yes,
but if my buddy Matt is like, hey, take a bite of this brat, you're going to love it. I'm going to be like, nah, I'm good, man. It looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, I always
even
turn that down.
If somebody offers, I'm like, I'm good. We're fine.
But they say most people, when you are asked, like, hey, your enchiladas look really good. Can they have their fork there? Can I get a bite of that? They say 2/3 of people will say yes, even though they don't want you to.
You're like, ugh.
Because they don't want to come across as rude.
It makes it even worse if they've already taken a bite off of that fork.
Yes.
And then they're coming in for some of your goodness, your cheesy goodness, when
you
that
know,
fork has already been in their mouth.
People who are skilled at going out with groups of people already know when the food first arrives, you offer to anyone before it's been touched, and you have like a little, you know, side plate, like a bread plate or whatever, and you can cut off a piece of it with like your knife, put it on the plate, and then hand it to somebody.
Anyone?
So there are no incoming forks into your
multiple
food.
Forkings. Yeah, you don't want that at all. Hashtag COVID still a thing.